anybody wanted me to stop, that would have been the time to tell me to stop.
No, we're in. We can't stop.
And we won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
No, we're doing the Miley Cyrus song, Alistair.
Oh.
What was that one?
No, that was just a thing people say. Can't stop, won't stop is a quite common
phrase. I feel like we, as a society, need to lay off Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop. I think it's a good song. I think it's...
It rips hard. It's so good.
I think it's empowering, yet sad, yet sexy.
Look, welcome along to the even worse idea of all time. Season 2, episode... How do you say 18 in French?
18? Baguette.
Okay. Look, it's episode 18.
De suite?
Probably.
Because you go back to the dece and then the...
Dece nuts. You always go back to these nuts, don't you, Oliver? You can't get enough of them.
That's pretty good.
You put honey on them and you put them in the oven and you say, oh, give me some of Daddy's honey roasted nuts.
Yeah.
Wreaks havoc on my balls, can I just say. Yeah, oven roasting them all the time.
I know.
But like, it's red, red raw.
Yeah.
Great flavour, though. Look, Alistair Armstrong, I've said your last name. Hope you weren't trying to keep that private, dickhead.
I was. It's good, though, because now we don't want any audience members to get excited and think that Alistair, the grouchy vampire, has come to join the podcast. He will soon. He will eventually. We'll get him. Don't worry.
Alistair of season one fame. He's here. He's back. He's full time. He's been watching the film. He hasn't quite caught up. How many have you done?
Yeah, so I basically failed in my pledge to watch all the Twilight catch-ups, which was like 12, I think, which is...
I think you didn't even do 15.
I think 13.
I think it was 13. 13, but then I realized that actually one week you guys watched Sharkboy and Lava Girl. and anyway, so that's 24 straight hours of Twilight. I didn't manage that. I was... on track to, and then someone asked me if I wanted to go rock climbing, and I did, so I went rock climbing.
Fucking typical.
Yeah. Realised that would get a cold welcome here, but...
Next week you'll be up to speed, though. Is that right?
Yeah, I will. And I have been watching a lot of Twilight.
Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Not just Twilight.
Starting to watch
I keep referring to it as Twilight, and I should probably just refer to it as Breaking Dawn Part 2.
I mean, it is Twilight.
It is.
But it's Twilight. So it's Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Yeah. But who's got time to say all that? Not me. Not this guy. I've got Twilight movies to watch.
How did it feel coming in to this watch tonight? Obviously for Oliver and myself.
To treat me like you do.
No, I wanted it to be
in the background like a bed.
It might not even pick up.
And it does. We know. We've tested how it's up for a while. They won't hear this very well.
I was going to say, well, now we're... Okay.
This is some brilliant technical discussion.
Look, we still have two...
We can do a cool sketch where I'm a far away guy.
We still have two microphones because...
Okay, Jamie, you're a shopkeeper.
Okay.
Alistair's a guy in a shop.
Yep.
I'm a far away guy outside the shop.
Excuse me.
Yes, how can I help you?
Could you call the police? There's this man across the road and he's staring at me and touching himself.
Oh, yeah, sure. I actually don't have do you have a phone on you?
Who wants some tangy fruits?
No, I was hoping you would have...
Well, no, not many people have landlines anymore, and we're not really a sort of store that you call up to...
What? I mean, surely you get customers calling up.
We don't sell anything that customers would want.
What do you sell?
To, like, call up.
I just came in here to use a phone. I haven't looked around the shop at all.
We mostly mollusks.
My grandfather bought
them. And it's sort of like that's all we... So I say mostly mollusks.
So
it's all mollusks.
He's dead now, but we're still...
If someone called to say, what would they say? Like, what, have you got any mollusks in stock? Say, obviously, yes, otherwise we wouldn't be in business.
Surely they might ask about a particular type of mollusk.
There's only one type.
What type?
The main one.
What?
Just your classic class A mollusk.
What? I don't... Enlighten me, please. What type of mollusk is it?
Mollusk.
Okay.
I'm not a mollusk expert. I just...
No, sorry. It was bold of me to assume that, given that you run a mollusk shop.
Our shop is called Just Mollusks. Did you see the sign as you came in?
I didn't know. I was... kind of running with.
Hold up in here. I want some shots.
Looking backward at the man of the street there. Who's
look, I'll be absolutely.
If anything,
I'd be happy to call the police. If
frothing.
Just to confirm, you don't have a phone on you.
No. Oh, it's dead battery. It's dead.
Okay. Could I just do in buying a mollusk?
You sell any starfish, mate?
I mean, I'm not really sure what I'd use a mollusk for.
They're great for all kinds of things.
Well, I don't live near the sea.
No, you can saute them.
Okay, so
you can increase your libido.
I'm pretty horny already.
It's a great aphrodisiac.
That's the same thing.
You can use it as a candle.
I don't think that's true.
Is libido the same as aphrodisiac? Isn't libido?
Well, libido is sex drive. Aphrodisiac is something that increases your sex drive. Makes you randy.
See, libido sort of covers a larger spectrum. I feel like an aphrodisiac.
What sort of spectrum are we covering?
No, here? Libido is a mood, and aphrodisiac is the thing that
inspires the mood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're useful in different purposes. Look, good luck having a libido without an aphrodisiac, or vice versa.
sorry.
Yeah,
troubles at home for all right. Is the sketch over?
I think so.
I don't think it was a sketch.
What was I saying? I was just going to, as admin, clarify that we're going to have two microphones because when we started the season, it was just Oliver and
admin.
Me and Oliver. It was just me and Oliver. Because Alistair was in Copenhagen with no plans to join us. Now he's back. So we're currently sharing two between three.
Come crawling back, baby. The only place that would have me.
Alistair, how did it feel after, you know, stone cold hours of watching this movie back to back? How did it feel to then rock up and watch it again? This is a visual gag. We're sort of both putting our microphones up to Alice's mouth and then quickly retracting them.
I think we won't do it again.
I think
the gag's worn itself out.
It felt pretty bad. It actually didn't feel entirely bad. I feel like I came to it as a bit more of an equal than I have in past. You know, I've not had. Obviously, there is still a deficit, but it's not quite as pronounced now. I feel like I can kind of come in with my own takes and observations, and I'm not just some man on the street. I have seen a fair amount of Breaking Dawn Part 2.
You know, to be honest, because of your extensive wiki reading, you know more than us about.
Well, yeah, the and also watching the movie on your own, you pick up on a lot. The other thing is that there's a lot of details that I've noticed.
Are you saying
in the last 2 days,
director Bill Condon is a real auteur?
Not the term I would use.
What term would you use?
Hack.
Yeah, that's good.
I think he actually does some things well.
What does he do well?
I think he's quite good at staging scenes with lots and lots of people in.
Fuck! Sorry. I didn't think of a shining light. Sorry.
That's all right. If you want, you can use one of the scenes with lots and lots of people in. But yeah. he's quite good at doing that and not having it be too crowded. Yeah. Where he falls down, I think, is adding about half an hour of unnecessary reaction shots, but that's...
Absolutely.
That's another matter entirely.
Yeah. Oliver, what was your shining light in the film this week?
Well, I think I was really invested in the scenes in general where Bella was driving along to CJ Jenks and there was rain and stuff and people on the streets, but particularly what struck me was when she was driving back and I was like, I know that feeling. You've been on a big trip and Alistair bloody Googled it. It's like it's a big long trip, isn't it? It's 8 hours all up.
Oliver, are you just trying to plug the fact that you went on holiday recently?
I genuinely wasn't, but
just look at our big bloody big daddy big in his britches over here. Oh, let me tell you, I know what it's like to be in a car for a few hours.
I do, yeah. And
well, la dee da.
No, it was more reminding me of just a general shared experience that I felt like what you'd feel like if you're a trucker. If you're a trucker and you pull in early in the morning and you go, give me some pomfret, baby. And then there's the what? Chips. And they, I really like, in lockdown, I really got into chips and eggs, and I dipped my chips in my eggs. And I felt like I was in a diner. And I felt like that's the world Bella's in, and she should just keep driving and just go on a classic trip. Like I went on.
Mm. There's. You brought it back there. Quite a lot of appeal, I think, to me to be a truck driver.
What hit me? Three tops.
Just see.
The Matthews.
Did you say the refuse?
No, the Matthews.
Both solid options.
Number three.
The jumps.
Number two.
Sleeping in the truck.
Yes, love that.
I think I like the idea of doing a cross-country tour. You're in a big comfy truck.
Wait, what's number one? Just that. Just number, general vibes.
Yeah, number one is watching Brother Bear on a portable DVD player that I've got on the dash as I drive.
I like the thought of chucking on a cassette of country music.
Ooh.
A bit of Bloody Willie Nelson.
Do you guys ever used to listen to Love to Sing?
What is that?
Never mind.
Well, what is it?
No, it was a...
just a cassette.
It was a New Zealand initiative that was basically a bunch of, I assume, school kids, or it was probably co-curricular, all sang songs. It was on CDs and cassettes, but they would sing a range of things, you know, actual songs.
Yeah,
it wasn't quite as sort of saccharine and commercialized as something like Kids Bop, but kind of that thing. It was just like kids singing songs, but they would be like, they would range.
Surely that's the origin of some Kiwi of them would kids be like, are rocking it.
It was like that, but it wasn't quite as produced. A lot of the time, it just kind of seemed like
it was real raw.
Yeah, it was a raw quality,
rootsy.
One of them
was a very lo-fi, often self-produced.
Yeah. One of my favourite songs was on that went, Alice the Camel has
two humps.
Yeah, well, it would count down from, I think, nine.
Fuck.
But eventually...
That's what I want to say. Go, camel Alice with nine bloody humps. Alice
the Camel has no humps because Alice is a horse, of course.
Oh, is there a bit where they say she has one hump?
Twist at the end. Yeah, it's a bit where
they should say that she's a dromedary, fact fans.
Yes.
I would have stopped that song and it's fucking tracks. We did a song about this cat that would never ever die, and the chorus kept going, and the cat came back the very next day, and then in the end there's a nuclear war, and the cat just fucking comes back and everyone's dead. Russia went, China went, then the USA. Probably not the order I'd pick, but they all went, and then the cat came back, and it's like, who is this cat?
Mm.
And we never find out the answer, but the it was cat, quite a spooky, spooky song.
The cat is a metaphor. The cat's a metaphor.
You know?
For what? Dubstep.
That's it. There you go.
Which will always come back.
Alistair, what's your shining light of the week?
My shining light was probably one of the Volturi vampires who's standing at the back and...
Oh, fuck, that was mine.
Oh, fuck, really?
Nah. Well, I mean, like, it would have been if I remembered it.
Yeah, well...
You lose, buddy.
That's true. Anyway, this vampire is kind of standing with their hands splayed, palms facing the ground, and just like...
Striking a pose.
It's such a weird stance to just be standing there doing. And she holds it for like, a good while.
There's multiple shots and she's in different positions doing that same pose.
Yeah, it's clearly just like, I don't know, her idea of a vampire resting stance.
Alistair initially said
no,
this.
No, I never noticed her. What sort of headwear is this character wearing?
It's actually funny you mentioned this, Oliver. Something about to get to Alistair initially said this.
Sorry, can we hear from Alistair first what headwear she might be wearing?
I thought it was like a little fedora hat thing.
Well, it's interesting you say that, honestly, because I actually don't think there was any hat present.
Really?
Yeah, no, I think it was just hair.
It could, I mean...
Say how you responded to this.
What? When Alice was in the toilet, I was turned to Oliver and I said, I don't think there was any hat there. I think it was just hair.
We've learned by now that we can't cross Alistair because he's got a very violent temper when he's crossed. So Jamie thought, yeah, no, he's definitely wearing a fedora. And he didn't even think he was.
Get off. Fucking get both of you.
We talked when you were gone and we said, no, there's no hat.
I'm pretty sure there was a hat. And I think This could chalk it down to a continuity error.
We'll have a look next week.
One of the Volturi has a baseball cap, just a plain black baseball cap.
Scary.
I think we'll have a look next time. There are so many hats on offer, Alistair. I think perhaps you've gotten confused.
It's possible because this is a very blurry, out of focus character, but
it's also that kind of blur when someone's out of focus but on a green screen, so there's the feathering doesn't look good, and so it's just this sort of blobby shit.
I mean, I'm open to the possibility that I was wrong, but I think it's also possible that this background character changed their costume slightly between shots.
Look, it takes a big man to agree with when they're wrong.
I can agree with that. What sort of hat do you think Emmett would wear?
I think possibly a little knit beanie, maybe.
Yes.
I could see him in that.
Spot on.
That's what I'd like him to wear. I think potentially the character, they would dress him in some sort of, like, I don't know, like a snapback, maybe. Because the clothes are not very good in this film, in my opinion. Don't like the costumes.
They're terrible.
What's your shining light, Jeremy?
My shining light. It's funny you ask, Oliver. Oh my god, I literally just thought of something now. It's a minute ago. No, here we go. It's when our vampire crew head up to Denali to see their cousins. They've got a problem on their hands. They've got a vampire baby and the Volturi are coming. They're coming to ask for help. Their Denali cousins come outside and they say, "This is a crime!" And she sprints towards Edward and he immediately decks her and throws her to the ground.
He fucking swipes
her. She's not even an issue for this man. He's barely fazed by this woman running at him. She's tossed. Great moment.
The combat in this movie just makes no sense. Like, any of it. It's just characters just fucking flail at each other. Mm. And, like, if it serves the plot, then they go down. The fight scene is hard to watch. Consistently, like, my least favourite part of the movie.
Some great jumps, though.
Oh, some fantastic fucking jumps.
It's so bright as well. Once it's building a mood and you're starting to get into this lovely darkness and this rainy road trip, which I would know very well, there's just this bloody tundra, this featureless, bloody bright, snowy thing. It's like, no, the vampires go in the shadows, baby.
I had to turn the brightness down on my TV because it was so visually arresting.
Yeah, some real good jumps, though. There are probably like 50 jumps in the movie.
My favourite jump.
Yeah.
Top 10 jumps. My favourite jump is when, and it's funny because actually this is probably Alice's top one least favourite jump.
Ooh.
Is as the Volturi battle begins and the Volturi and the Cullens, or sorry, whatever the fuck, the two sides are running at each other. Edward jumps up and he does a sort of monkey pose in the air
before
he comes back down, and it's bloody good.
It
defies the laws of physics.
Testify.
It's cartoony, it's animated, it looks straight out of a video game, and I bloody love it.
It looks straight out of a video game. It was such a... It looks like the shot was just done entirely for the trailer.
Because it was!
It was in the trailer.
Yeah, no shit.
Bloody Alistair coming along every week going, "Oh, this movie's very featureless and dull." And now you hate the video game bits?
You're saying it's too crazy? What can we get right?
Video games are for legends. Sorry if we're too cool and horny.
You are both. You are, yeah. I wish you were slightly less horny.
What's your favourite jump, Alistair?
My favourite jump is probably right at the end of the fight scene where they're preparing to kill Aro. There's a vampire that jumps up behind Bella, and he's pouncing. He's doing a really good pounce, and he's kind of grabbing his cloak, and it's just a very classic vampire jump.
Let me tell you why I hate that jump.
Yeah, I do.
It's cartoony. It looks like it's from a fucking video game. No, I'm just kidding.
Bad guy.
I actually love all jumps equally.
Probably my least favourite jump is also Edward. And it's because at one point, a big canyon opens in the middle of the battle.
More of a chasm, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say that's a fair correction, Jamie. I stand corrected. And a big rock is fallen. Edward has fallen in to the chasm, and there's a big rock falling towards him. And he jumps straight up through the rock, and then as soon as he gets over the lip, he kind of changes trajectory midair and shoots out towards this guy.
He's also screaming when he does it, which I never noticed, because just, it doesn't seem like something that Robert Pattinson would do, but he's going...
It's such a fucking stupid goddamn thing to happen.
I think it's great.
Oh, I hate it.
He punches clean through a rock.
Yeah, he's like fucking... What? I don't know why.
He is in the attic.
We're getting up to no good. Alistair the vampire. When
he goes in the car, he goes on a trip. Oliver's been on a trip too, and he knows how it feels.
Oliver, did you go in any attics?
No, I went in a sleep out, and
that's that's not an attic.
But I went in there with my cool friends, and also I went in a motel, which I'm really...
Did the motel have an attic?
I'll sleep you out.
It had what I was pretty sure was asbestos, and I was really scared, because I was up close to the popcorn ceilings, and I was like, oh, I can feel it in my lungs already.
Jesus.
Daddy cancer. No, but apparently it's fine.
Look, it is your turn.
I did a lot of Googling
to discuss.
The roof leaked.
What?
The spa pool smelled genuinely like urine.
Alistair the vampire. Just
really awful.
Was doing in the attic.
Yeah. So, just in addition, if anyone's listening and thinks, oh, they've got the theme sorted, great. I actually think we should add probably two more lines and maybe a key change. So we're not quite there yet, but we'll get in there. We'll work it out before the end of the show. Not this episode. So I think in the attic he is obviously gonna play a record on the record player. Do you know what the album is he's going to play?
Is it My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I got in one.
He goes, the fidelity of this sound, brother. In my usual home in England, they've made all the speakers shit, right? They've made them bad to sabotage Kanye and the... Only in the Cullens attic can I hear the full auditory experience of songs like Monster, All of the Lights, Power,
Dark Fantasy,
So Appalled, Devil in a New Dress,
Devil in an Old Dress, Devil in a Dress that's not new, it's not old, somewhere in the middle.
Not So Appalled.
Devil in a Black Dress, Devil in a White Dress.
Devil in a Dress that they got from an op shop, so it's not new per se, but it's new to them.
The Devil's Naked.
Lost in the World. I know pretty much where I am in the world.
Found in the world.
Hey, just fucking check Google Maps in the world.
I found this album in the world.
I'll send you my location on WhatsApp in the world.
Send me your location by Khalid.
And he's spending all this time on all these different tracks he didn't even know existed. And before he knows it, he's been having a lovely big musical sesh with headphones, and he comes out and everyone has had a big fight and they've gone, we've had this big confrontation. Did you miss it? And he went... Yes. But I didn't miss cool songs. So I'm going home now. It's fine, all right? And he went.
That's good.
Can you do an Alistair impression?
Me?
The character.
Oh, not Alistair, our friend.
No.
Yeah, here we go. Well, we'll all be on Arrow's list now.
Yeah.
Well, centuries on the run, that's what you've brought me, Carl. Honestly, so that's what you've brought me. Some friend, Carlisle.
Cheers! Some friend, Carlisle.
I think it's worth noting that he delivers that line that Jamie just did. Good impression, by the way. He delivers that line like immediately after arriving at the house, and it's really unclear to me why he's turned up if he's, I don't know, already having...
Oh, mate, I put it in my notes on my phone. We've discussed it.
Yeah, I know it's been discussed at length, but it's so bad. And then he leaves. He leaves before anything happens.
Imagine telling one of your friends that there's some friend. When you've only just, you know, you've just caught up. You've just arrived at their house to hang out and have a great time.
Yeah.
Don't fucking expect to go in the attic and get free lodging if you're going to call them a dickhead ass idiot.
Yeah, I would have been quite upset if I came back and you guys just abused me and said, some friend.
Yeah.
That would have been really mean if we said that.
Yeah.
We would never say such a thing. Look, I've got a question. For whom here can answer me the fastest?
Okay.
Now there's a
fingers on buzzers, baby.
We'll all be close. After I ask the question, Oliver, you can keep yours to your face.
You put it there.
No, you put it up to your face.
What if we?
After I ask the question, I'll shoot my mic over to Alistair so he can answer quickly as well.
But if I lose, it doesn't count.
It also has to be something intelligible. It has to be. You can't go. Ah, blah, blah, blah.
Look, we are audio professionals by this point. All right.
There is a scene in the film. We see the Volturi for the first time. Aro is perhaps his eyes are running over some words. He is reading a book. What's Aro reading?
Goosebumps, Monster Blood.
Nice.
It doesn't count.
No,
what does Alistair think he's reading?
No,
he loses.
No. It was just a one. He can have a chance next time.
I also think it was Goosebumps.
It's just okay.
Goosebumps, Monster Blood. It's not just any old Goosebumps.
Just a quick little breeze
through. It's an anthology.
We don't need to discuss why or how or what it was about it.
Because
just wanted to answer.
The first five Goosebumps book, narrated in hardback, is an anthology.
When I do comes, I call it Monster Blood.
Do you?
Yes.
How does that go down?
It's generally off-putting.
Do people say, oh, monster blood on my tits?
Yeah. Yeah. And they go, oh, that's given me goosebumps. And I go, yes, a real R.L. Stein fan.
Are you fucking R.L. Stein?
Let's stop all this. I don't know who R.L. Stein is. They revealed who they are because it's a pseudonym, but I don't want to know.
He's got glasses
and
a mole on his forehead.
Well, there goes the bloody mister. Is that true?
Yeah.
A mole?
Yeah. Look it up.
Like a big, like, notable mole?
I don't know. It's not massive, but...
Notable enough for Jamie, clearly.
Yeah.
Look, I remember people by their moles.
Paul McCartney, Mole of Kintyre.
Mole of Kintyre. I've seen him perform that song live. 2017. It wasn't Spark Arena. Mount Smart Stadium, Auckland, New Zealand.
Always bloody going on about it. Any excuse to get that in there?
That's right.
I think we've done our segments, have we?
Yeah.
So now we can have it.
Well, apart from team. But that, I mean...
No, before that, I want a brief, unstructured bit of free time. We can say, do or say anything. Don't be afraid to be a bit crazy.
All right.
It's free time where we can do anything or anything at all.
Just anything, LSD.
Just unleash anything. Just it's
on me, bud.
Because I've got stuff to say.
Okay, well, say it.
No, I was waiting for you.
Time's not just for Alistair. Jamie, you, free time's not about holding
back. I can just go whenever I want.
Yeah.
Okay, so like now?
Yep. So this is the time where we just let everything go.
Oh, sorry. I was sort of waiting for Alistair to say something.
Okay.
You can just say anything you want.
Anything at all.
Okay, well, Oliver, maybe why don't you go? So you can just say, obviously you've brought this concept up. Clearly something you want to get off your chest. You can just...
What's the nature of
the floor's
this?
Oh, yours. Yeah, so it can just kind of be anything.
Oh, look.
Anything that's on your mind, something you want to get off your chest. If you just want to go now.
So my understanding is that just like it doesn't even have to be related to the movie. You can just say what's on your heart.
Okay, well, sorry, now you're chiming in. I was just about to say something.
Okay,
something.
We'll stop.
I thought Alistair wasn't really on board with the concept. Now he's telling me.
Explaining
it as I understood it.
Oliver, from now, if you want to just get off your chest.
Well, no, I don't understand. Okay, well, now that you've put me on the spot, I'd just like to... I feel a bit nervous now.
I'm horny for Emmett.
Okay, that's ruined that segment. Let's move on.
What team are you on?
Let's move on.
Guys. Team what?
Come on, Alistair. What team are you on?
Emmett.
He's going to do. He's going to do Emmett every week.
That was
good
free time. That was really nice.
Emmett is genuinely my favorite character, and I get a lot of joy out of his performances.
I'm going to have to pull this microphone away from you.
At one point, I was Team Arrow when I was watching it on my own. I thought there was one time when he just brought a spectacular performance with a lot of energy. But my default is Team Abbott, for sure.
I'm Team Amun's wife. Alistair, what team? Oliver, fucking Christ.
Still Team Emmett for the record.
Yeah.
I want to say Sean?
Who?
Sean?
I think Sean is a character in the film.
Which character you mean?
Do you mean Dimitri?
They're standing by the window. There's a boy and a girl.
Peter. And
Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the one that waves, puts his arm at the end and waves as if like, as if he's thankful for the time that he's had there.
Yeah, thankful for his two shots. Yeah.
I spent quite a lot of time reading the Twilight fan wiki as well as watching the film, and Peter was created as part of the Southern Vampire Wars, which were different from the Civil War, and he fought with Jasper, and then Jasper was supposed to kill him, and then Jasper didn't, so he ran away and met his girlfriend.
Well, I've
got that wrong.
That is fascinating. There is no depression in New Zealand.
Bit of a correction. What actually happened was that Peter and Jasper were supposed to kill Peter's girlfriend, and then they didn't want to, and then they ran away.